How's it going, guys? We have a past level question, hematology step one, internal medicine 2CK, 34-year-old man evaluated in hospital. We have a very buzzy past level smear here. Let's just hop through the answers. Choice A, autoimmune hemolysis, wrong fucking answer. This could refer to spherocytes on a smear, so you need to know that. Hereditary spherocytosis, autosomal dominant, ankyrin spectrin, band protein heterozygous mutation is not the only cause of spherocytes. Holy shit, okay? So you might get a question where they say, 12-year-old boy received a drug, e.g., a sulfa drug, or had a recent viral infection. Coombs test is positive, and there's spherocytes seen on a smear. Hereditary spherocytosis, wrong fucking answer. Correct answer is just autoimmune hemolysis. So a Coombs test means you have antibodies against RBCs. Well, hereditary spherocytosis, that has nothing to do with antibodies. So why would your Coombs test be positive? It wouldn't be. So if they give you a positive Coombs test in the setting of a recent viral infection or drug that was administered, especially a sulfa drug, that's going to be autoimmune hemolysis induced spherocytosis. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, DNA synthesis impairment, wrong fucking answer. Furtifolate, which is B9 as well as B12 deficiency, where a smear could show us hypersegmented neutrophils. You're not going to see macrocytosis on a smear. You can't look at a smear and say, oh yeah, the RBCs are large. Okay, on a smear, you're just going to see the hypersegmented neutrophil. Okay, so they can give you tea and toast diet in an elderly patient, and then they show you hypersegmented neutrophil, and the answer is just B9 deficiency, which is more common than B12 deficiency. Okay, and vegetarians, by the way, and vegans don't get B9 deficiency because folate is replete in green leafy vegetables. B12 deficiency, in contrast, could be pernicious anemia, or of course, veganism. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, liver failure, wrong fucking answer. This will cause acanthocytes. So, one out of five questions, you can have Aβ lipoproteinemia, where you can get spur cells, okay, spiky RBCs, which are acanthocytes. Four out of five questions going to be liver failure. So of those four, three out of four would be heat stroke. Old lady found in her house over the summer, body temperature 105, and she has acanthocytes seen on a smear. Answer is just liver failure. So end organ damage due to hyperthermia, temperature over 104 is going to be heat stroke. Okay, liver failure, exceedingly high yield. And then that's three out of four. And then one of those four could just be hepatitis. I saw an NBME question where they give hepatitis C and they mentioned acanthocytes. Question didn't rely on you knowing anything about acanthocytes to get it right. I'm just telling you, I sort of incidentally noticed it. I was like, oh, they mentioned acanthocytes here. Okay. Liver failure. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, oxidative damage. Correct answer. Diagnosis G6PD deficiency is X-linked recessive, leading to desmocytes, aka bite cells, which we have here, which are formed due to a combination of oxidative damage to the RBC membranes in combination with partial splenic phagocytosis. Both mechanisms are thought to play a role. And of course, you can get Heinz bodies as well, which are denatured slash oxidized hemoglobin within RBCs. So in G6PD deficiency, that enzyme is normally required to produce NADPH, which is a reducing agent, which just prevents the hemolysis of RBC membranes. Okay, so you don't get spherocytes in G6PD deficiency because it's not an antibody-mediated process. It's an oxidation-related process. So let's just hop to the others, or the final answer choice, mechanical hemolysis, wrong fucking answer, such as due to mechanical valves, all right? So our prosthetic valves, which would be schistocytosis. Okay, so schistocytes could be hemolytic uremic syndrome, thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura. Could be disseminated intravascular coagulation, could be mechanical hemolysis. Wrong fucking answer. Actually, you know what? Could also be HELLP syndrome in pregnancy. Okay, so I'm about to end the fucking clip, but I should articulate that if you get HELLP syndrome, okay, hemolysis, elevated liver enzymes, low platelet count in pregnancy, and they ask you what you see on a smear, the answer is schistocytes, okay? But mechanical hemolysis from prosthetic valves, they can give you a patient who had a history of valve replacement, and they just tell you schistocytes are seen on a smear, and you can even have aortic regurg in that setting, and they can have an answer such as dysfunction of the mechanical valve or dysfunction of the prosthetic valve. As I already said, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.